Lee, how was last Saturday at Stoke for you?
Yeah, it was great. It was just a real big relief to be back out there for me, myself, my family as well, because obviously it's been a long 4.5 months sitting watching the struggle we've had, and then recently watching the upturn in form. So yeah, it's just nice to be back out there.
Players hate not playing football. There can be nothing worse for a footballer than not being able to play.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, I'm a footballer, I paid to play football, so when you're not fit, it really messes with your head a bit. You just want to be out there, and especially the times a couple of months ago when we were really struggling, you can't do nothing about it. All you've got to do is sit and hope the team can change the form. So yeah, it's just an amazing feeling to be back out this Saturday.
So when you get the call to come into a big game like that, and one, I mean, everybody knew there was going to be a huge crew of Wolves supporters going, and obviously what a big chance it was, you get the call to come back into a team that's really starting to bounce, and for a big game like that, are you thinking, yes, this is my chance, or is there a bit of you that's thinking, wow, this is a big one to start? Could have done me something a bit more gentle, Gaffer.
Yeah, it was a bit of both, to be honest. I was thinking this could either go really well or really bad, because like you said, I didn't even play a minute of football for the under-21s. I'd played like 60-minute indoor game, which is still not, it's not a proper game, but I had trained for a couple of weeks, so I knew, I thought I was physically ready. So, yeah, it was nice vote of confidence to get a nod from the gaffer, and I was just glad to get through it. I didn't think I was going to be playing the whole 90 minutes, but he said, just give me all you've got, and then if you need to come off, you need to come off. But that's just credit where I've worked hard in the gym and stayed fit, so it was nice to get through the 90.
And by the time you were halfway through the second half, winning 1-0 away from home in a Premier League team, I bet then you didn't want to come off.
No, of course not. There was 10 minutes in the second half. We're looking at each other thinking, we need to dig deep, because there was just attack after attack from Stoke, which they were going to have, because I thought for the first half we controlled most of the game, played at the tempo we wanted, so we knew they were going to have a spell. The Premier League team with some quality players, and then when you see the likes of Joe Allen and Charlie Adam coming on at half time, you knew second half was going to be tough. So, but I thought we dug deep, and then when Doc scored the second, it was great, and we felt pretty comfortable then after that.
So now you've pushed yourself forward. Not that the manager didn't notice what you were doing anyway, because he wouldn't have picked you, but nevertheless, you've done it on the field. Now, clearly there are a lot of players here at the moment and everybody wants to play, but you know, do you feel now you've given yourself a chance?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've done myself no harm by playing the full 90 and playing quite well. So, yeah, it's up to the gaffer now. As you said, he's got a lot of players to choose from, and the boys had a good result, Sheffield Wednesday as well, the game before the cup game. So it's going to be a tough decision for him, but I hope that I've given myself a chance to be involved, if not starting, then on the bench.
They'll be calling you a big game player, Lee, don't you?
No, it'd be nice. Obviously, I've played a few. I'm only young, but I have played in quite a few big games. And yeah, it's just nice. It's nice to be getting some good results when I've been playing. So hopefully I can keep going.
And speaking of big games, this is tasty.
Yeah, this is a great game. Obviously, when I was injured, I was back in training just before the Aston Villa game away, so I was thinking I was going to be involved in that. Then obviously, that's been a long time ago, and I got injured again in training. So, yeah, just to play a game against Aston Villa, it's going to be a great atmosphere. I hear it's going to be nearly a sellout crowd, so the boys are really looking forward to it.
Just one more thing from me, and you just mentioned that I'm still a young player, and you are. And yet, you must come on and sometimes look around and say, this lad who's just come on next to me, you know, he wouldn't have been at school the same time as I was.
No,
I mean, you know, so suddenly you're already the next generation, if you know what I mean. Does that bring different responsibilities, in a way, now that you're heading to sort of mid-20s than when you first came in?
Yeah, definitely. Like when you first come in, you look to the older players. I don't think when I was 16, 17, coming in at Newport, I was looking at a 22-year-old, but I was looking more at like a 30, 31-year-old, but as you said, when you see Morgan coming on, 16 years of age, born in the year 2000, it makes me feel old, so never mind.
Don't you? You can't get away with saying that. Not with the rest of us.
That's what I mean. I'm 22, and looking at him coming on, I thought, he's going to have a great career.
Yes.
He's a really good player, and as the manager said, I've seen countless times, he said, if they're good enough, they're old enough, which was the motto my old manager, Justin Edinburgh, had when I was coming through at Newport as well, which helped me, so it's great for the youngsters.
You need somebody to give you a chance then, don't you? Just the Edinburgh obviously did for you, and now Paul Lambert, he's making it very clear he's keen to do for people here.
Yeah, definitely. If no one gives you your chance, you can never show what you can do on the first team level. as you said, it's easy now for them just to play the 21s like I did when I first came into Wolves. But now they're pushing, they're showing they're good enough and they're playing really well. Like you said, Morgan come on and done well. I thought Conor Ronan at Sheffield Wednesday was unbelievable.
Yes.
I thought, because I was watching that in the stand and I thought, that's some starting debut. He's going to be a great player as well. There's a load of them. So it's really good for the academy.